First of all, then, in terms of injury, how are you looking for this match against Bradford?
Yeah, we're okay. I think everybody came through through Saturday again. At this time of the season, you get one or two knocks, especially after the Christmas period. But no, it should be all those that we've got available.
So just people having a little bit of a struggle right now, nothing that's going to keep them out.
No, that's it. You know, this time of the year, if they miss a day's training, it's not a problem, especially with the schedule we've got coming up in the next couple of months.
You've started to get your hands onto the squad and players are leaving the football club on loan. Let's go through some of those. Brandy, then, what was you thinking behind getting him away to Walsall?
Just to go and play some football. He's not featured too much since being sent off a month or two ago. The emergence of Jamie Murphy, really, who's done tremendously well, playing the same position. So we've got a couple of options. Flinney can move out there as well. So there's no point in him being around, sitting on the bench, getting an odd 5-10 minutes here. And it makes space, hopefully, to bring another one in.
Is he someone that you see having a longer-term future at this football club?
Not sure yet. We'll assess that in the summer.
Is the ball kind of in his court then, given the fact that he has been sent off a couple of times needlessly this year?
It's always in the players' court to impress us and to do enough to get in the team and stay in the team. We talked about, you know, Jamie Murphy and Jose Baxter. It's very much they had it in their own hands. They both weren't in the team at the, you know, 3 months ago, and they're both now pretty much guaranteed starters. Mm.
What's the latest with Cavalier then?
Flo went out training with another team for a couple of days, but a similar situation. We can't quite get Flo involved. We've extended Connor Cody, who's playing well, so it's, you know, it's where you can get these players in, and unfortunately we haven't been able to get him on the pitch.
Do you see Cavalier then going to that club then?
I think there's a good chance of him going on loan, yes, out for the rest of the season, and once again it opens a space up to bring somebody in.
The rumour is that it's Port Vale. Are they the team he's been training with?
He's been training with them. So yes, you know, they're interested in taking him.
I mean, does he need confidence? What is it with him? Because he came in, there was a bit of a fanfare about his arrival. It hasn't happened for him, under you specifically, but it didn't happen for him under David Weir either.
No, sometimes that happens with a player. You know, you come to a new club, it doesn't click straight away. The team is struggling as well. Then the team pick up and you're not involved. You know, it's difficult then for a player like Flo, I think, to make an impact. So get out and play some games for the rest of the season, and then we look at it again in the summer.
Do you think it's difficult to kind of keep hold of players when you are trying to move the team up into a position of safety in the division, to have those kind of flair players on your books and then not maybe as useful when you're in this kind of situation?
Yeah, that's fair to say that as well. You know, the sort of player we brought in, Billy Painter, we've brought in, you know, is a, you know, a big, strong centre forward who can knock people about, and we are in a battle. And anybody who doesn't think we are should have been at Notts County last week, because it was a battle. It wasn't a pretty game of football like it was at Aston Villa the week before. You know, it was on a pitch which we, you know, both teams struggled to play on. And it does come down to that sometimes. As much as we want to play and everything, we must have the other skills as well.
I suppose sometimes it's about having that balance between maybe having a bit of flair, because they are flair players that you're moving out of the football club right now, and maybe having that a little bit of a stronger arm, if, as it were, to try and get the results.
Yeah, to get the balance right. But we think we've got the flair players in Jamie Murphy, Jose Baxter, Ryan Flynn, Connor Cody. I'd even include Stephen McGinn to a certain degree in that, you know. So Sean Miller. I think we've got enough of those sorts of players, which is probably why, unfortunately, Fabian and Flo can't get in.
Your dealings so far largely have been to get players off the books. What about Inns? Where are you now with that search?
Yeah, we're down the road with I think one or two more at the moment. We're trying to get them in for before Saturday, and then we'll look at it after then. If they're eligible for the FA Cup, then we'll try and get them in before the Fulham game. If not, we'll leave it till after then before Peterborough. Mm.
Are you confident about that? And the reason why I ask is, you know, you've obviously got players out now. You're looking a bit thin.
Yeah, no, we're okay as long as the lads are fit. That's a good thing. They're all fit. We've got no knocks at the moment. So, you know, when we've got that squad, you know, and as much as you can name 18 and 7 sub, you can still only put 3 on. You know, Elliot Whitehouse come back from his loan at York. He's on the bench. You know, young lad Terry Kennedy. In some ways, though, they're the sorts of players that should be on your bench as well. And then we still have Sean Miller on the bench, and we still have, you know, Billy Painter was on last week. So we've still got, and Jamie Murphy was on. So we've still got 3 or 4 first teamers who we put on.
So you've got Painter in, who's a striker. Of the nearlies then, of the likelies before the weekend, Is another striker perhaps in the offing?
Yeah. Ideally, you'd like one more of each, I think. I think you'd like a defender, a midfielder and a striker before the end of the window.
We spoke after the Walsall game specifically about Stead and Salmon, if you like. Are those players, amongst others on Championship books, still under consideration for you?
Yeah, they are, but I think bringing the striker in, like Billy Painter, then maybe we move on and look for something a little bit different. Having Chris Porter as well, don't want them all the same. So we'd probably look for a point of difference in a striker that we brought in.
And a midfielder then, and a defender too, to add to the books, hopefully.
Ideally, yeah. We're, you know, a little bit thin on the ground at the back. Terry Kennedy's covering us at the moment. You know, we had AD White who was covering left back for us. So we need somebody ideally to go into the team as well, and then a bit of help in midfield. I think the amount of games we've got coming up in the February and March with the two arranged ones now that have been put in puts us something like 13 games in the 2 months. It's going to be a crucial period for us, and that's without hopefully getting through in the cup or a replay or anything like that. So we're going to need a few more bodies around.
White's situation was pushed to the back burner because obviously he got injured and has now gone back to Leeds. But he's not that; he can't be that far away from being fit again now. Is he a possibility between now and the end of the month?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, we've I think monitored his injury. I think it's towards the end of the month he'll be fit. So yeah, we've got to try and do some business before if we can. You know, ideally we don't want to be waiting, but if he's still available come the end of the month and we need one, then we'll certainly look at it.
One striker who I read, and it's speculation I suppose at this stage, are you running the rule over Leon Clark and his situation at Coventry?
Nope.
Definitely not on the agenda?
Nope.
Right, I'm going to throw some other speculation at you just finally then. Michael Doyle, I know he's been a central figure at this football team for such a long time, yet there has been the odd rumour or two about him and Barnsley there. Has there been any contact, any interest whatsoever?
No, that's a new one to me as well, I'm afraid. Sorry, no, we had no contact from Barnsley about Doyle, no.
Right, moving forward then. Bradford, as a challenge, what do you make of them?
Yeah, I know they've lost Naki Wells in the last week, and it's we would much rather play them without Naki Wells, I have to say, because he's a very good goal scorer. He's somebody actually we identified at Derby about 2 or 3 years ago. Andy Garner went to see him and came back and said there's a young skinny lad at Bradford who's a natural finisher. So we've kept our eye on him over the last couple of years. Pleased to be playing them without him, but they'll still cause us, I think, plenty of problems with what they've got left.
When you were watching him then, did you do anything about it or was he just another one on the list?
No, he was up, I think, and then he signed a new... He was out of contract, I think. Then he signed a new deal and, you know, we never had the money, I think, to chase him in the end. But always thought he could do it at a higher level. Certainly playing the Championship. You know, and what we liked, he's not like... He wasn't 16 or 17 at the time and he's early 20s now, isn't he? So he's had a bit of experience and we think he can improve. And under Mark Robbins, I think he'll do that.
Where then do you believe Bradford's threats are then going forward? Because he was by far and away the headline act. He'd sort of got double figures, 15 goals for the season. Well, everybody else, no, there's nobody else particularly in the Bradford squad that's got anywhere near that.
A bit like us then. well, Jamie Hansen is still a threat. You know, it is Jamie Hansen, yeah. James Hansen, yeah. He's still a threat, mainly from set plays as well. And it's, I think, thing will be getting somebody to pair with him now. They played a young lad last week. You know, they've got Thompson as well who can play up there. So, but a good, solid, hard-working side. I think after last season's success and everything, are building on it this season.
So, I mean, they have hit the ground running in many respects at this level, haven't they? Because all thoughts that they might have a bit of a struggle, they've continued a pace and are just off the playoff pace right now.
Yeah, I think that's shows what's been put in place. You know, if you get a good enough side in the league below and you get promoted as they did, then the majority of them should be able to handle the league above, and they have. But in one or two, you know, good managers, and they've been at it. How long have been there now? A few years, 2 or 3 years as well. Been building the same team, same sort of spirit and togetherness that they've got now. A bit like Rotherham, really.
Do they, because Wells obviously moved on now and Hansen becomes that focal point, do they perhaps change how they play? Do you wonder if they might do something different given the fact they have lost a player who was so influential and central to what they were trying to do?
No, I don't think they will. I think that was interesting last week that he played a young lad who's probably a little bit sort of similar rather than a more experienced player. So, no, I don't think they'll be changing what they do. I think they'll be trying to play to their strengths as they have done for the last couple of seasons.
How important is it that you kind of get back to winning ways right now? You had great momentum, and that's just been tempered slightly in the league.
It has, yeah, with two defeats, both away from home. And we just feel a little bit unfortunate in both games. Having taken the lead in both games, you shouldn't be losing them. We should be getting at least a point out of those games. But we've been talking to the players this week. When we do get that first goal, it's important that we don't sit back and we go and try and get the second one. Especially was the case at Notts County when they were rocking in the first 10 or 15 minutes and we should have kept the pressure on. I think we did try and we created the chances, we just didn't put them away. And when you look back at the DVD, the amount of situations we had was unbelievable. And then you get the Pro Zone, I think they registered one shot on target and still managed to score two goals.
Is it about almost breeding that mentality, that sort of willingness and impetus in a team?
Yeah, and to play a certain way at certain times in games, to sense the opposition more than anything. I think what's nice is the way we're starting games at the moment. We're starting nice and bright, and we're taking home or away, we're taking the game to the opposition. What we want to do is sustain that for longer periods of the game. There's going to be spells where you're under the cosh, especially away from home. But I think generally we're dealing with that. Nobody's carving us, you know, apart. Nobody's creating sort of 15 chances against us or anything like that. So it's a case of just sustaining our pressure for a bit longer, but that'll come as we build.
But you have now three home games on the spin, obviously one of them being the cup. I wonder if for this one against Bradford, that for the players is actually something of an incentive. You know, if you play well against Bradford this week, you may be in the team to face Fulham next Saturday, Sunday.
Well, they should be doing that any game to try and stay in for the next game, to put a performance on of a certain level. Yes, I want to stay in the team, but it's different when you've got a big cup game coming up. It'll probably be magnified a little bit. So, yeah, I hope we can get the right reaction for that.